All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Intlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on February 15th, 2024 on Free Voices here. We have our subject. It's going to be on culture. And we're going to have our usual guests coming in. Hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, the president of Minnetonka Park Association, also my brother Shkwait Shachlech, and hopefully Lady Faima. So stay tuned for all our co-hosts and their perspectives on culture. We have some great music coming up from Glow Sun, and they're from France. We have Cayuse, and they're from United States. We have Victoria Justice. We have Alan Spence and Hanukkah and Azita. So stay tuned for all that. We're going to dedicate our first song to Sensei Lily. A big congratulations to her. She passed her black belt in Taekwondo. She's now a black belt expert, and I'm so proud and happy for her. And so we're going to play her a song from Glow Sun. It's called Arrow of Time. And we also welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from France, from Germany, from Spain, from Africa, from China, from Ukraine, from Russia, from Japan, from New Zealand, from Australia, wherever you are in this world, we love you. Thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, of growing humanity, and empowering human rights and justice. So thank you all for joining us, and we'll carry on with the show. Enjoy the song from Glow Sun, Arrow of Time. Thank you. was a really awesome song, man. Pretty heavy duty for a pretty heavy duty subject. But anyways, we have our brother on the line. We have Wegedesk. We would like to ask him to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths. And welcome to our program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Chief. Great to be on Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Thanks to everybody tuning in. We're so excited for another show with y'all. And, of course, we're going to start it off right with three amazing deep breaths. The most important part, other than the physicalities of our deep, deep breaths, are our emotional breathing. So as we breathe in, let's appreciate the world and feel how easily the air and all its nutrients comes into our body. And as our lungs are super full of tension, let's just let that go. And you can even let out a nice sigh to really emphasize the emotional relaxation of letting go. So let's get to it. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Let's go. Full exhale. Yeah, let's go. 2 more. And 1 more all the way in. Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff right there. Doesn't get any better than air.
That's so awesome, man. It always gets me all fired up and ready for an awesome show. And we have our show subject today, and it's going to be on culture. And we'd love to hear from you on your words on what culture is all about.
Absolutely. And culture is so important because I believe it naturally builds because of the things that are commonly done over and over. And so things just become culture. I don't think culture is something that is like designed, like, well, you could say we're going to make this a part of our culture. But in reality, I think true culture is just what emerges from the daily life, the beliefs, the actions of people and places, and everything kind of has a culture in one way or another. It also has that word cult in it. And to be a cult, to have, like, you know, your own very specific boundaries, and everything within the cult is looked after much differently than everything outside of the cult. And I think because culture is so important, we need to make sure that our daily thoughts and actions are in harmony with the type of culture that we would be proud of. And so when we're doing our deep breathing, I would say that deep breathing is culture of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I hope it's culture for all of our listeners by now too. How about you, Chief? What kind of things do you think about when culture comes to mind?
Well, I was thinking about it heavily, and you know, because it's part of our belief system here to encourage people getting connected with their culture, traditions, and heritage. And it's a vital part of every person and humanity to have culture and be connected to it. And so just focusing on the culture aspect of it, I remember way back in my earlier years, let's say about 30 years ago or so, and I was doing a study on world views, and culture became a big thing in that, in shaping all of our minds. And it's culture. One of those things that shapes our worldview is culture. And it's actually a heavy thing. And I realized, and I started studying myself and my own culture, I realized that, you know, I come from a warrior culture. And a warrior culture is built around protection, defense, and providing for your family. And this is what I realized and I understood, and I started to become connected with that culture and accepting it and just diving into it and letting it be just part of my worldview. And it goes to the just goes back to what I was encouraging and being very happy with my niece down in California, who just passed her black belt training, and now she's sensei, and she's Sensei Lily.
Wow.
And I'm just so proud and happy for that, and upholding and continuing that culture, that warrior culture. And so, yeah, it's just one of those things that, you know, we all got to look into ourselves, look into our history, and we can find our culture.
Exactly. And aren't we so lucky to have a multicultural environment that we live in, not only with people coming from other countries as recent immigrants, but in my mind, the two major cultures that, you know, are sometimes clashing, but hopefully as time progresses, we will reconcile our differences and build a greater culture, is our First Nations culture and our European culture that's here in this land. And what a ravaging battle it is, back and forth between the business culture of the colonial enterprises and the human culture of everyone. And there, within those, there are so many nuances and incredible differences that it's just such a large topic, Chief. You chose another really good one for a tantalizing conversation today.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate your wisdom and your perspective on all these issues and subjects that we come into, and it's just such an amazing, diverse community that we're all a part of, and we're all able to encourage each other and grow together and see the world in different eyes and worldviews. And just like you said, you know, we're in a multicultural scenario, and that's one of the things we can also continue to search out as we learn our own culture and look into other cultures, and then we get a more greater perspective on life and how to navigate this world all together in a positive way.
Yes, absolutely, bro.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today, Chief. I love you, and thanks for all the listeners all around the world. You guys are awesome. Keep those deep breaths going. Stay positive. And lots of love to y'all.
Yes, lots of love to you too. And we thank you for just spending your time with us. And we'll have to say bye for now. And have a great week and weekend.
That's right. All the love to y'all. Yeah. Bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Wegedesk, our brother from the Mi'kmaq peoples. And we're going to continue on with our show, and we're going to be speaking with the president of Minnetkaeta Park Association coming up next. And we're going to play a song from Cayuse, and they're from the States. And the name of the song is called Space Cadet. And we also dedicate this out to Jeff Scott, the president of Tri-City Community TV. He's a listener, and we used to collaborate together with different projects, and he's an amazing person. And he does a lot of good stuff on YouTube. So you guys should check him out, Tri-City Community TV. So thanks for listening. Enjoy this song from Cayuse Space Cadet.
Thank you.
That was Cayuse. That was their song, Space Cadet. And we have on the line with us, we have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. How are you doing?
Hello. I am doing really well, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a subject today, and it's on culture. And we'd like to hear your words on that.
Yes. Well, I've been listening in and I'm nodding my head in the room here by myself. I'm nodding my head as I'm listening to what the points that you were making and Wegedesk were making. It's so important because fundamentally, like at the end of the day, all of us have that deep, there's that deep rooted need within human beings to have that sense of belonging and, you know, and interconnection, you know, and it, and our culture, which starts with our family, is where we usually get the strongest plug in to that type of need and feeling. And I think that's so fundamental. And then when people, if people feel that they haven't got that connection, then often we're seeking it in different ways, which can work out because we can, as Wegedesk was saying, culture can be the daily actions, beliefs, and habits that we have within other groups too. It can be beyond family. But when I'm thinking about family, the thing about it is it's also interconnected within the right back to our ancestors too. And so if we're in a family culture where we really have that feeling that it generally supports our optimal health and well-being, because, you know, things can, you know, different events and traumas can impact things, but I think if that's possible to be there, it helps us to even more firmly be connected with our past, with our ancestors, and bringing that wisdom forward. So
yeah, that's so true, because